أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Once again, brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we will be explaining or exegeting the Holy Quran, inshallah ta'ala, with the power, seeking the knowledge and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book that is a living miracle, living between us. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussing Surah Al-Balad. It has 20 ayahs. It is number 90. First, let's see what is the benefits of this surah. Abi Abdullah Imam al-Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, he said, whoever reads this surah in his prayers, he will have fame in this dunya and in this world, and in the akhirah, and the hereafter, he will be among the pious, the good ones, inshallah ta'ala. And he will be having also fame and a certain position in the hereafter. Also, it is said that if somebody reads this chapter, he will be among the friends of the prophets, among the friends of the shaheeds, the martyrs, and the good in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever reads this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation. He will grant him peace and tranquility from the anger of judgment day. And he will be saved from a place that's called Al-Aqabat al-Ka'ud, or one of the worst obstacles that lets a person go forward. It is also said that whoever writes it and hangs it on a child, he will be saved from whatever is harmful to the child, the metaphysical harmful that will happen to a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. It is also good for the crier. The baby, if he cries, if you put on him, it will reduce it down. It is also said that, you know, usually what we have to do every once in a while is we have to clean our nose. And it's said that if somebody cleans the child's nose while reading this surah, it will cure him from nose problems, whatever goes there as far as the sicknesses and the diseases are concerned. Our Prophet has told us the truth. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his pure project. This chapter begins, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا صدق الله العلي العظيم. First, just like some of the other verses of the Holy Quran, that chapters that we have read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with a swear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears. He said, I am going to swear by this town. What is this town? What kind of a town has that kind of a holiness, a sacredness. Truly speaking, what kind of a city is it that it is so holy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by? It is that city that anyone who goes in, he have to perform something called Umrah. He becomes Muhram. He must become Muhram. That boundary of Makkah al-Mukarramah, it is Mecca and Bakka. That Bakka, that Mecca, is a sacred place where any Muslim, anyone who would like to put a step in there, he have to begin with Ihram. Begin with Talbiyah. Put the Ihram on and that it get in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am going to swear by this city. بِهَذَا الْبَلَدْ وَأَنْتَ. Why? Why am I going to swear by this city? A city is a piece of land. A land is a land. Anywhere is a land. A land should be proud of the human being. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us that hint in it. He said, I am going to swear by this town because you are in this town. Ya subhanAllah. Rasulullah is in this town. Rasulullah has such a great significance, such a great position, that no matter where he goes, that place will be blessed. That place will be honored. Let's see. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was in Mecca. So that city, of course, previously that city was blessed. But it is blessed because Rasulullah is in it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت. I am going to swear by this city. And you are the residence. You are the one who is residing in this city. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by this city because even previous to the era of Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Aam al-Fil. But people had a bit of a holiness, a bit of a sacredness to this city. It, to them, it was so sacred that they were not killing anyone, they were not bothering anyone. Even if someone's father was killed and he ran away to the city of Mecca, they were giving him sanctuary. Yes, they were not bothering him, they were not attacking him, they were not capturing him. But also, as Islam said, they also are not supposed to be giving him food, are not supposed to be giving him water, not shelter. So in time, of course, a human being is a weak creature. In time we would be thirsty, in time we would be hungry, in time we would be tired, and then a person have to give up. But no one has the right to attack another person in this holy city. But yes, subhanAllah, although they knew that this is the rule, this is the regulation for that sacred city, yet they wanted to shed the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In other words, when they became sick of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was giving them salvation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was trying to give them honor and dignity. Let them have a name, not only in the world at that time, but also in the world forever. Look at it today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put Mecca on the map. What did it do to Mecca? Look at today, 1.6, 1.7. billion Muslims, the one that they say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, they turn toward Mecca in order to pray. So Mecca is our direction of the prayer. With that huge amount of the population, almost one fourth of the people of the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. Let us also point one more point before we get into وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ and a father, and whatever he had bore of children before that, he said, وَأَنْتَ حَلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. Ya Rasulullah, you are the one that's blessed. You are the one that's sacred. You are the one that give a name no matter where you go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he took off from Mecca. Where did he go? He went to Yathrib. He went to what is today is called the holy city of Medina. What happened to Medina? Was anyone knowing anything about Medina? But today, ya subhanallah, Medina has another holy name. Al-Madina al-Munawwara, the enlightened. Enlightened by who? By the blessings of the foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he put in there. Once the Meccan people, they wanted to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so therefore Rasulullah took off from Mecca, took sanctuary in Medina because the people told him to come and they welcomed him. Ya subhanallah, Medina. Right now, it has a great name. So it is Rasulullah. It is him that gives a place, a significance. You can do the same thing, brothers and sisters. Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. If you take a step to somewhere, if you are holy, that place will be holy. وَجَعَلَنِي Even if you read the life of Jesus, what did he say? He says, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he made me blessed no matter where I am, where I go. So no matter where he steps, he puts that foot in there, that place will be Mubarak. And this is what happened to the great people. Look at the city of Neuf-le-Château down at France. How did it become on the map? That little village. Now everybody knows what that city is. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of the mu'mins and all of the sincere ones. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet and his progeny. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. Now here we have several explanations. The first one is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. First he started by saying, I swear by the city that you are an abode in it. You are the one residing in it. And then I swear by a father and how he is born. It is really a form of a miracle. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a human being with another female human being and a child will be born. Can you imagine? Look at today. It is really a phenomenon. It is a form that is really amazing. It's strange. You put everything has its own of having legacy or boring a child. For a human being, it is that way. For animals, for the trees, is different. God knows. We do not know how it is in the metaphysical aspects of world. How they produce, how they have reproductive system. We don't know that. But for us, وَوَالِدًا وَمَا وَلَدٍ, the father and how he is bringing child. The father is, our great grandfather is Adam. Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And look at today, one mother, one father. Today, what do we have? Almost 7 billion population. Yes, subhanAllah. Another translation is that we have a walid, and that is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi and his 11 sons. Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatimah al-Zahra, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, and 11 ma'sums, 11 pure, 11 errorless people came out of them. وَوَالِدًا وَمَا وَلَدٍ. And then what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. Swearing by his city. Swearing by the miracle of a human being. Swearing by Amir al-Mu'mineen and his children. And how the spread and the legacy of their children. then he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Ya subhanAllah. This human being that I have created him in great fatigue, tiresome, agony, troubles. This human being in this dunya, yes, he may have a momentarily happinesses here and there, but in reality, it is a great tiredness. It is a great effort, struggle in life that he had to go through. Whether he likes it or he doesn't like it, just imagine, everybody is going a whole one-third of life to work. Can you imagine if he doesn't like that job? It'll be a disaster. Because you said, yes, subhanAllah, I have to go and find a job. A lot of people, because they love money, because they love their job, they almost work 20 hours a day. Well, what is happening? That is striving. That is struggling in this life. And then what happens? At the end, he have to die and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Another explanation is that from the moment that this person is in the stomach or the womb of his mother, he is having problems until the end. However, this human being is the only animal that has a little straightness in it. He has a posture. Whereas the rest of the animals, they are bent a lot more than a human being. This human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have created him with struggle. I have created him with trouble. I have created him to taste the problems on this world. Our Grand Master, Amir al-Mu'mineen, our Grand Master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he says, الدُّنْيَا دَارٌ بِالْبَلَاءِ مَحْفُوفَ. This dunya has been built with problems. وَبِالْغَدْرِ مَعْرُوفَ. And is known for deception. Ya subhanAllah. This is the world. And that is why Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he said, this whole world to me is like a sneeze of a goat. He doesn't even look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. As if he doesn't look at this world, and suddenly he's saying that is the world that I am the owner of. Yes, this world is a part of it, definitely. When you own the body, you own all the parts. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it seems like he's saying, if I claim ownership, it is Maliki Yawm al-Din. This human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, this human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made in troubles, suddenly, when he reaches a certain position, he will have a certain drunkenness of me-ness, I am-ness, of pride and arrogance, that he thinks nobody is equal to him. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَقُولُ أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Ya subhanAllah. What does he think? He said, no one is capable of taking revenge. No one is capable of beating him. He is the only victorious on the face of the earth. Ya subhanAllah. Of course, definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that to let us them have the meaning of it. What is the meaning? Yes, we are weak human beings. We are weak animals. And not only we are weak animals, but also we are been created in troubles and disasters. We have to live in this world by striving and struggling and exerting a lot of efforts. Getting up in the morning, washing the body, and for those, fixing themselves, putting new clothes on, putting new deodorant or something on. These, to some, is an exertion of a lot of efforts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't be arrogant. Don't be conceited. You are weak. Look at the animals. All these animals, in one way or another, are much stronger than you. Yes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the brain, gave you the wisdom, gave you the ration, gave you a beautiful heart. Use them in this dunya, in this temporary dunya, for good, so you'll have a good position in the hereafter. Insha'Allah ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing by saying, يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَا لَمْ لُبَدَ. He says that I have spent a lot of money. And then he says, أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٌ. He's saying that, what does he think? He thinks that nobody had seen him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنٍ. Didn't I give him two eyes? Didn't I give him a tongue? Didn't I give him two lips? Insha'Allah ta'ala, with Allah's help, as we seek an assistant with him, to let us exegete this Holy Quran in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts with the Holy Quran, with this living miracle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt, Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim, afdal salatu wassalam, so we can be closer and closer to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.